Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another fantasy team preview here on South Harmon. I am Eric Vanek. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. And alongside me is Koopa once again. So, Koopa, Pittsburgh Steelers on this one. So, head coach is Mike Tomlin, offensive coordinator. They brought in Arthur Smith, who got fired from the Atlanta Falcons, to be their coordinator this offseason. So, some key players who left there this offseason. So, obviously, quarterbacks, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, all three of the quarterbacks from last year are gone. They completely changed this entire quarterback room this offseason. Wide receiver Deontay Johnson, they ended up trading to the Carolina Panthers, and Allen Robinson also left in free agency. Targets and vacated air yards, so 140 targets, 1,497 air yards are missing from this offense. So quarterbacks, Koopa, go ahead and tell me about the Pittsburgh Steelers' new quarterback room.
Yeah, so they signed Russell Wilson on a league minimum contract after he got cut by the Broncos with a ton of guaranteed money. Like, it was like $90 million or something crazy. And then they also traded for Justin Fields for a sixth round pick. They have Kyle Allen, and then they also signed John Reese Plumlee, a 2024 UDFA from Central Florida this year. Kyle Allen has been a journeyman quarterback three, like not really even a quarterback two in the NFL. And so I don't see him challenging for any kind of role unless Russell Wilson and Justin Fields get hurt. So it's going to come down to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And realistically, the Steelers have not invested anything into either of them. And they have the problem that I'm sure has been said about a lot of teams when you're talking about it this time of year. When you have two quarterbacks, you have none. They've got that sort of problem of, at least this time, they've invested nothing into either of them. Russell Wilson's on the league minimum. They only invested a sixth-round pick into Justin Fields. Like, realistically, I could see either of them starting week one. A lot of people see Russell Wilson starting and then Justin Fields taking over if Russell Wilson doesn't look good. If they aren't looking like they're going to make the playoffs, like, you end up switching quarterback. I personally want to believe that Justin Fields is going to beat out Russell Wilson purely for fantasy reasons, just because Justin Fields is more likely to run the football. And so we even saw it in Chicago. Even though the team wasn't doing that well, Justin Fields was running enough that he was being a quarterback one for fantasy purposes week after week. And so I kind of want that to be the case. And it's it's for that reason that you kind of need to hold on to Justin Fields. Regardless of whether he ends up starting week one or not, regardless of what all the rumors are saying about whether Russell Wilson is looking better in training camp or not, Justin Fields has that fantasy breaking aspect to his game that if the Steelers are not doing well, I mean, they have not finished below 500 in any year that Mike Tomlin has been the head coach, and Mike Tomlin has been the head coach since like 2007 or something like that. If they're looking like they're going to be below 500, they're making the quarterback change. And so Realistically, I think there's a good chance that Justin Fields ends up playing this season. And so it's just a matter of, do you have him on your team to be able to get those fantasy points out of him? That's the main thing that I'm looking for. But yeah, looking at which guy's going to start week one, which one's the better quarterback for them, it's just a mess. Like, they've invested nothing into either of them. Kenny Pickett did not work out for them, and they got rid of him. And unfortunately, the quarterback class in 2025 also is not looking great. And so the Steelers are in the unfortunate position of having missed out on one of the best quarterback classes of all time, in that we had six of them go in the top 12 picks. And so they're just going to have to go with this patchwork, and we'll see if it works out for them. But I'm not banking that it does.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see how this offense is going to work. So can Russell Wilson handle like a hard coaching from Mike Tomlin? Because Mike Tomlin's a no bullshit, he's going to call you out if you suck kind of quarter, you know, coach. Is Russell Wilson going to take kindly to that? Like, he's had, you know, easygoing Pete Carroll his whole career. You know, Sean Payton and him butted heads last year. Is it going to be more of the same this year? I don't know. We'll see. I am with you personally for fantasy. I want to be greedy. I want Justin Fields in there. You know, this is like a play action type offense. Kind of think about what Ryan Tannehill was best at with the Titans and Arthur Smith. So you got to kind of look at that. If Justin Fields can be like that. The only thing with Tannehill and that offense was Tannehill was super efficient. Like, he was really good at completing the ball. You know, there wasn't a lot of balls hitting the ground. If there is a quarterback that can do that, it is Russell Wilson. Even though play action isn't really his thing, he can be really efficient. So I think Arthur Smith can call the right plays for Russell Wilson to be efficient. I think Russell Wilson has a shot, but I honestly think it's going to be a training camp battle. Like, there's a world where, I mean, I don't think they would do this, but like, if Russell Wilson is like a problem or he's just not fitting in, like, they can just cut him for like nothing because they obviously didn't pay him anything. So there is a world where I think Russell Wilson could get cut in training camp. You know, that's, I'm putting it like a 5% chance, but we'll see what happens there between Fields and Russell Wilson. That's going to be one of the most interesting stories this coming season. So I think fantasy-wise, like, obviously Fields is going to be better with rushing, but I think with passing and all that, like, I think Russell Wilson could do just fine. Like, he could put up similar numbers to what he did with Denver last year. Like, he had 26 touchdowns last year. He was, like, top 10 in touchdown passes, so he can easily do that again. And be just fine for fantasy. He's a solid quarterback too. I don't think he's the Russell Wilson of old where you're starting as a quarterback one anymore. So we'll see what happens there. I think it's really interesting. They did keep three quarterbacks on their initial 53 last year. I think it's probably going to be the same with Wilson, Fields, and Kyle Allen. Running backs, Najee Harris is going to be the starter there. PFF grade 76.2, which was 21st to 59. Jaylen Warren's PFF grade was a 78.5, 13th to 59. That's the 1-2 punch there for the Steelers. They did bring in Cordarrelle Patterson, who Arthur Smith has had the last couple years with the Falcons, so he knows a lot about him. Patterson can be a change of pace guy, run the ball, be a receiver as well. Obviously, when we get to returners, he's going to be one of the top return guys. They also have Aaron Shamklin and Daywon Edwards, a 2024 UDFA out of Georgia, who I liked quite a bit. I think if Edwards shows good in training camps to the point where they have to use a roster spot on him, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I think he could make this a four-team running back team, but initial 53 last year, they only kept three. So as of right now, I'm going to say it's going to be Najee, Jaylen Warren, and Cordarrelle Patterson are only going to be the three running backs right here. The one thing that I really like about these running backs this year, and we'll get into it here shortly, is this offensive line is so improved. And they were 17th last year, so middle of the road. And you just added a first-round pick and a second-round pick to the offensive line this year, who are both really good players. first. You have another first round pick from last year, Broderick Jones, in his second season as well. So you know he's going to probably improve. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line should jump up, you know, hopefully into the top 10. And I think Najee and Jalen Warren are the ones that are going to benefit the most, because if you look at Arthur Smith's history with the running backs, he's made them both. He's going to should make both these guys really good, like they were last year. Najee Harris has three straight years of 1,000 yards rushing. Like, that's not, you know, easy to do in today's NFL, is get 1,000 yards, especially with how many committees and stuff are going on. I think that's one thing people lose on Najee Harris. They all think he sucks or he's not good anymore or whatever. Najee Harris is still a damn good running back. So, and I have him as a guy that I want definitely in redrafts. If you've done any underdog drafts early, like, you see he's down in like the running back 20 range. Like, that is an auto fucking pick every single time that late. I would even reach for him, like, you know, running back 15, 16 in that range. I'd be willing to take Najee up that high. So what are your thoughts here on the running backs this year for the Steelers?
Yeah, I totally agree that Najee Harris and Jalen Warren, I think it's going to be big bumps for both of them. Right now, projection-wise, Najee Harris is going as running back 24, Jalen Warren running back 29. And I think they both could exceed their current expectation, just because of how this offense projects to run. Like, regardless of whether you have Justin Fields or Russell Wilson back there, we expect it to be going through that running game, and that offensive line has been improved. And even last year, we saw that with a weaker offensive line and without Arthur Smith, that those running backs were still good for fantasy. And so they could really take a huge step forward with this new year, with everything that's going on. If the quarterback situation is something super bad, that could potentially hamper the run game. And so that is the only thing to watch out for, is that, hey, if Russell Wilson ends up getting cut because he's butting heads and Justin Fields just isn't it, it could potentially be a problem that the teams just start stacking the box with a ton of people and the running backs just aren't able to really get anywhere. But I want to hope that the running backs are able to do well, that they are able to, regardless of how the offense as a whole is doing, that they're able to have pretty good yards per carry. They're able to break some big runs and hopefully score some touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah, in fantasy, this is a running back core I want to invest in, both Najee and Jalen Warren. So I'm with you on that. Wide receiver. So George Pickens is going to be the man now. PFF grade last year of 74.1, which was 37th of 128. Pickens had some really nice games last year. He had that like 3-touchdown game at the end of the year last year that won some people some fantasy leagues. So we'll see what he can do. Kind of fits Russell Wilson's style, that go deep and go get the ball. Russell Wilson throwing moonshot. So I like that fit with George Pickens. Van Jefferson, they brought in as the wide receiver too. Surprisingly, his PFF grade was 50.1 last year, which was 125th of 128 wide receivers. So the bottom completely fell out of Van Jefferson last year. He bounced around from the Rams, then to the Falcons. So obviously, you know, Arthur Smith likes Van Jefferson. He had him at the end of last year there. I think Van Jefferson's a lot better than 125th of 128 wide receivers. He's a really, really good route runner. I just think last year, maybe injuries, just kind of things didn't work well for him. Do I still want him in fantasy? Hell no. He should probably be on the waiver wire still. But like super, super deep best balls, like where you're rostering 40 guys, he's probably like one of your last bench spots, just because he's probably going to be the starter here for the Steelers. Roman Wilson, they brought in, 2024 third round pick. Calvin Austin is still there. Scotty Miller, they brought in from the Falcons as well. Quez Watkins, they signed from the Eagles. Denzel Mims is still alive. He's on this team. Marquez Callaway. Deuce Watts, a 2023 UDFA. Dez Fitzpatrick, who was with the Titans, got cut They took him like the fourth round. He was a terrible pick. And then Keelon Harris as well is still with them, a UDFA. They kept six on the initial 53-man roster last year. So Pickens, Van Jefferson, Roman Wilson, I think, are locks. Calvin Austin, probably a lock. Scotty Miller, Quez Watkins, I think those guys are probably locks. The rest of the guys fighting for practice squad spots at this point. So real quick on Roman Wilson. Wilson is a speedy slot with the hands and competitive makeup to pester defenses and consistently move the sticks. He has the talent to win a starting role for an NFL offense. So last year at Michigan, 48 catches, 67 targets, 789 yards, 16.4 yards per catch on 12 touchdowns. He only played on 300 pass snaps last year, so that just shows you how little the Michigan offense threw the ball last year. 206 of those snaps were in the slot, 94 out wide. So he can do both, but probably a slot in this offense. PFF grade of 81.5, 75.5 versus man coverage, so that was really good. Only had one drop, 4.6 yak, which wasn't very good, 310th. 13.9 ADOT, which was tied for 112th. He had 12 deep catches for 311 yards, 30 catches from the slot, 476 yards. 79.2% of his catches resulted in a first down or a touchdown last year at Michigan, which is pretty incredible. He has good speed, makes crisp cuts without breaking stride, creates good separation with his speed and his good route running, needs a little more work on his releases and footwork, but was never really a volume guy or asked to be as well at Michigan. So I don't think he's really going to be a volume guy here. You know, I'm not expecting like 10 to 12 catches like some slot receivers get, but I think Roman Wilson, the Steelers have had a tremendous track record of drafting wide receivers in round two or three. I mean, just look at George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, your Mike Wallace's, your Antonio Browns, Juju Smith-Schuster, the list goes on and on and on and on of like wide receivers they've hit on in rounds two or three. So Roman Wilson should be a guy that produces for them. He's a really good blocker. Obviously, you have to be a good blocker in a Michigan offense. I don't want to say like he's Hines Ward or anything, but this kind of fits like what the Steelers want to do. They want to be able to run the ball and have receivers that are willing to block. And Roman Wilson is that guy. He's super tough. He's going to make the blocks for you. So really like this fit where Roman Wilson went with the Steelers here. What are your thoughts on the wide receivers?
Yeah, I agree with Roman Wilson. I think it's possibly the best fit that he could have ended up in, just in terms of where his draft capital was projected to be, that back end round two, round three kind of guy, and landing in the Steelers in the third, I think perfectly fits who he is. And I think he can win out on that number two wide receiver on this team's spot. So I personally think that it's going to be George Pickens is obviously the best receiver there. And much like you said, Van Jefferson, he played a ton for the Rams, but realistically, I don't think that I think he's shown that he's not that good. He can go out there. He can do stuff occasionally. And he's just kind of been that guy that he can go out there and run routes and do just enough for a team, but he's never going to really bust anything open for them. So I've always been kind of disappointed in him, even though I've wanted him to do better. And so I think Roman Wilson ends up being the number two guy, and you just have to look at the track record. You have to look at the fact that, yeah, Roman Wilson's stats in terms of like total counting stats aren't very good, but Michigan did not need to ask him to do anything. It's the same knock that you see on J.J. McCarthy. Of J.J. McCarthy was never asked to do anything in the passing game because they just ran the football the whole time, and that always worked. And so much in that same way, like I think that Roman Wilson can be a really solid NFL receiver. I think that he's somebody that you could end up being like, yeah, he fits in as my wide receiver three, is a flex spot for my team. But I don't see that that he's going to be that difference making wide receiver. He's not going to be a wide receiver one or wide receiver two in fantasy, much like how I don't see that's going to be the case from George Pickens either. George Pickens, I think, is going to do better than Roman Wilson in terms of total stats, but we talked about Arthur Smith loves to run the football. This team is geared to run the football with how they don't really have a good quarterback. that's what you're looking for. And so that's what you're going to expect out of this team. So don't invest in these wide receivers thinking that, oh, they're going to be a difference maker. They're more of the filler wide receivers. When we talk about the wide receivers that are all in the same tier as each other, that's where George Pickens falls in. Roman Wilson is that tier of, yeah, I need a wide receiver in my flex spot. That's where he's going to fit in for your team.
Yeah, and with Pickens, like kind of what Drake London was last year. Like Drake London had some really big games last year, a lot of catches, a lot of yards, some touchdowns, and those were awesome. But he also had some 0 for 0s. He had some, you know, 2 for 30s and stuff like that. Like I think that's kind of probably be what happens to Pickens this year too. He's going to have some massive blow up games where he's getting targeted a shit ton, and then he's going to have a game or two where he duds you. So it's going to happen. So, on to the tight end. So the one that I'm very interested in is Pat Freiermuth. So PFF grade 65.8, 25th of 72 last year. Obviously was hurt. Pat Freiermuth is still a really good tight end, and I think a lot of fantasy players are kind of forgetting about him or undervaluing him. And I think in a Arthur Smith offense, the way that Pat Freiermuth plays football, I think he could be a very sneaky like top 10 type tight end this year for the Steelers, especially with, you know, are they really going to rely on Roman Wilson to be the second target? I think it's more going to be Pat Freiermuth is the second target. So I like Pat Freiermuth as somebody right now that you could buy a little bit cheaper than some other guys, just because Freiermuth hasn't had that monster season yet. Like I think this could be Pat Freiermuth's best season as long as he's healthy. So I like him. Darnell Washington, disappointment last year, a second round pick. PFF grade of 47.4, which is 67th of 72 at tight ends. He's going to have a role. He's going to be a very good blocker for them. I bet you this is a guy that Arthur Smith wanted because he loves blocking tight ends. So we'll see what he does with Darnell Washington. I think he should have more of an impact as an offensive player, but not to like where I want to roster him in fantasy. Connor Hayward, he's just a very solid guy. Like he's not a superstar, but he's somebody that you can rely on if somebody gets hurt, just like he did last year when Freiermuth got hurt. Hayward stepped in, had a couple, like if you picked him up, you started him, he had a couple okay fantasy games for you. Mykole Pruitt, an Arthur Smith favorite, has bounced around from the Titans and Falcons with him. I think he's probably makes the team. And Roddy Williams, who's been there for a couple years. They kept 3 on the initial 53 last year. I think it could be 4 this year with Arthur Smith there. I think Freiermuth, Washington, Hayward, and Mykole Pruitt all make this team. So I'm going to go with 4 tight ends this year. What are your thoughts on the tight ends, and especially Freiermuth? Do you agree with me on him?
I agree that Freiermuth, I think, is undervalued right now. He's the tight end 16 in fantasy. I think realistically, he's a back end tight end 1. I think he's maybe tight end 11, tight end 12. Unfortunately, that does mean for your lineup one single tight end leagues that don't have any tight end premiums, it means I don't really care for him. But if you have a league where tight end matters a little bit more, okay, and now I'm kind of interested in seeing if I can get some Freiermuth below market price. Because the only thing that scares me about this potential Pat Freiermuth breakout is we have seen Russell Wilson year over year not really utilize the tight end. He tends to like to push it outside to his receivers. And so that could potentially knock down Freiermuth. Justin Fields seemed to target Cole Kmet a good amount, and he had good seasons. So if Justin Fields ends up being the quarterback, I'm not as concerned about Pat Freiermuth, especially with Arthur Smith, like the way that he has utilized the tight end, both when he was in Tennessee and when he was in Atlanta. I thought that he managed to utilize the tight end quite well. But it's just more of having that concern for if Russell Wilson is the quarterback, I could see Pat Freiermuth having a very disappointing year this year compared to what you would expect out of him. In terms of the overall tight ends on the roster, I 100% agree that Darnell Washington is much more of a blocker type. The fantasy community was all in a rage this time last year about how he was going to be great. He was being drafted in the third round of rookie drafts because he had that amazing RAS score and he had that one-handed catch at the NFL Combine. but that's really all we've seen from him in the receiving game in general. Just even going back to college, he wasn't that good of a receiver because he had Brock Bowers ahead of him. And so at the NFL level, we're seeing that same thing. When Freiermuth missed a couple games last year, it wasn't Darnell Washington who stood up and took those passes. It was Connor Hayward. And so I expect to see that continue until Darnell Washington proves me wrong. But I don't foresee that happening. I think he's much more of a blocking style tight end.
Okay. Quickly on to the offensive line now. So a much improved offensive line coming into this year. Last year they were 17th. Their best player was a free agent they picked up from the Eagles, Isaac Solomalo. The two lowest graded games of Solomalo's Pittsburgh career came in the first 2 weeks of the season, but his 76.4 overall grade since week three ranked sixth among guards. So really good season for him last year. So Troy Fatanu, who they drafted in the first round, is scheduled to be their left tackle. Highlights from him from Brugler. He was Brugler's number one guard, so he had him at guard. But this guy could literally play all five positions. So overall, Fatanu is explosive on the move and at contact with the foot quickness, body control, and temperament to stack wins in both pass protection and as a run blocker in the NFL. While he has talent to remain at tackle, his skill set also projects well to guard and center, and he offers legitimate five-position potential at the next level. So the Steelers drafted him as their left tackle of the future, so that was nice to see them invest in him. Backup was Dan Moore Jr., a 2021 fourth-round pick. He was very average last year. Isaac Solomalo, who I just talked about, his PFF grade was 73.9, which was 12th of 79 last year. They drafted Mason McCormick in the fourth round. Overall, McCormick doesn't consistently play up to his testing numbers, but he has good eyes and feet and pass protection and outstanding physicality in the run game. He projects as a day one backup at all three interior line positions who can become a starter with more coaching. So I think that's a perfect pick for what the Steelers want to do, especially with that physicality in the run game. Center Zach Frazier, who they drafted in the second round. So their first two picks went to this offensive line. Brugler's highlights on him were overall Frazier might not boast elite athleticism or length, but he is good enough in those areas and will win now for NFL teams with his core strength, football IQ, competitive toughness, and understanding of leverage. He projects as a quality NFL starting center the moment he is drafted. So very good pickup there for the Steelers in round two. Backup Nate Herbig, who they signed from the Jets. Their right guard is James Daniels. He had a PFF grade of 61.1, which was 33rd of 79 guards last year, so very average guard. Backup Spencer Anderson, who they drafted in the seventh round last year. And then their right tackle right now is Broderick Jones, the first round pick from 2023. So for his first year, his PFF grade was 57.3, which was 62nd out of 81 tackles. So he got off to a rough start. But as the year went on, Broderick Jones definitely got better. And then I think him being at right tackle, not asked to, you know, be the left tackle here, I think is really good for him. Especially with the upgrades along this offensive line too. I think Broderick Jones should kind of gel into a really good right tackle here for them. And then Dylan Cook is the backup for them. But this offensive line with these two draft picks, Solomalo, who was really good last year, Broderick Jones getting better, like this is going to be a top, conservatively top 15, I would say, offensive line, but I'm expecting them to be a top 10 offensive line this year. So I'm really excited about the Steelers just because of this and their run game, the way that Arthur Smith likes to play football. I think the Steelers, like you said earlier, they've never have been a below 500 team under Mike Tomlin. As long as things just don't go catastrophically wrong, I don't think that's going to happen again this year. I think they're going to be a 9-8, 10-7 type team, you know, fighting for the playoffs all the way to the end and running with the running game here. So kick returner, punt returner, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so primary kick returner, they realistically last year bumped it around a lot. But they got Cordarrelle Patterson. He has been a great kick returner for many years for the Atlanta Falcons. and Arthur Smith knows him well. The only thing is that Cordarrelle Patterson is getting up there in age. If he has lost some of that agility, I mean, we saw the Falcons last year did not give him as many kick returns. He did start the year injured, so that probably played a factor into that. We're probably looking at Cordarrelle Patterson doing kick returns at least to start the year. But Quez Watkins had a little bit of experience in that as well, so we could potentially see that if Quez Watkins ends up fitting into this wide receiver room, but that's also not a given. And punt returner is Calvin Austin. He did a good job last year, and so he's probably going to end up doing that again for them this year. It's just a matter of, okay, how good of a job does somebody like Cordarrelle Patterson do? They could end up trying Calvin Austin back there at kick returner too. Like, this is one of the teams that, especially their kick return role, is way up in the air. But unfortunately, that means that there's no good target if you've got one of those leagues where you're trying to get a bunch of points out of those return players.
Yeah, I agree with that. Overall fantasy for the Steelers, we talked about a lot. I think it's going to be a lot of the run game. Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris, those are two guys I really want. I think there's a chance for Pat Freiermuth to be like that back end tight end one. There's a lot of good tight ends in the league, but I think Freiermuth has a chance to at least make a nice little play for you, especially if you're in a redraft league and you're one of those that takes the tight end last, starting tight end last. Like, Freiermuth is a great guy to target there for sure. Wide receivers, man, I don't know what to think of Pickens and Roman Wilson. I will probably tend to stay away from them in redraft this year. But we'll see what happens there. Like, I think I want George Pickens as my wide receiver three than I would counting on him as like a wide receiver two. So that's kind of where I'm at with the Steelers. How about you?
Yep, I agree. I think Pickens is a good wide receiver three for your team. Roman Wilson, realistically, if you want to buy into the idea of who he was in college, that he's just really good and he was never asked to do anything, he could be potentially a high-end bench guy. I don't see him being a consistent starter for your team, and realistically, that doesn't fit into a lot of how we like to roster construct, especially in lineup leagues. Freiermuth, we talked about, like, yeah, he could be a back end tight end one potentially, but that's still not somebody that you're really looking to get too much unless you're doing like an underdog best ball sort of thing where you have the opportunity for him to hit your lineup like without you having to call it. And then quarterback, you got to look out for if Justin Fields ends up being the starter there, he could come in and instantly be a quarterback one week over week. Assuming he's running the ball enough. I would not be surprised that if he is named the quarterback one before the season starts, that they don't also have like some designed run plays for him, like some option style things and things like that to take advantage of the fact that he is able to run so well that a lot of other quarterbacks in the league are not able to do that.
Yeah. Very, very intriguing team this year. So whoever starts for them, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, going to be an intriguing team. We'll see what the Steelers do. But Koopa, appreciate you doing these with me again this week. We'll be back next week, and we will do the AFC South. So looking forward to that. Thanks, Koopa.